Luther's Small Catechism, Section 2, Daily Prayers. How the head of the family should teach his household to pray morning and evening. Morning prayer. In the morning when you get up, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Then, kneeling or standing, repeat the Creed and the Lord's Prayer. If you choose, you may also say this little prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Then go joyfully to your work, singing a hymn like that of the Ten Commandments, or whatever your devotion may suggest. Evening prayer. In the evening, when you go to bed, make the sign of the Holy Cross and say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then kneeling or standing, repeat the Creed and the Lord's Prayer. If you choose, you may also say this little prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Then go to sleep at once, and in good cheer. How the head of the family should teach his household to ask a blessing and return thanks. Asking a blessing. The children and members of the household shall go to the table reverently, fold their hands, and say, the eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer and the following. Lord God, Heavenly Father, bless us and these your gifts which we receive from your bountiful goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Returning thanks. Also, after eating, they shall in like manner, reverently and with folded hands, say, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Then shall be said the Lord's Prayer and the following. We thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, for all your benefits, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.